very famous and celebrated discussion. For those of you who have Mishnah Berurah, you could follow along inside with me. We're going to open up in Siman Tov Resh Ayin. Aleph. In Siman Tov Resh Ayin Aleph, one of the most famous diyunim we have in the halachos is how many candles need to be lit. To this day, we know that there are different customs among Sfarim and Ashkenazim. There's different custom between those two groups, and that's based on, let's see it in the words of the Mechaber, Tafresh Ayin Aleph Sif Beis, Kama Neros Madlik, Belaila Risho Madlik Echad, Mikan Ve'elech Mosev Ve'olech, V'chol Laila, Adshe Belel Achron Yushmoneh. For Sfardim, and this is how many, many Sfardim follow, not all Sfardim, but many Sfardim follow. I'd like to know, Simon, what you do, but you tell me afterwards. Maybe we'll continue with this tomorrow. Because I'm not going to talk about Sfardim have a real shiloh also of making a bracha, v'chulei, v'chulei today, because they hold that there isn't a chiyuv al kol echad v'echad. The Baal HaBayis lights eight candles. That's how the Mechaber qualifies. Now, in the Rambam, there are actually two opinions. The Rambam quotes different customs. Some which had the Baal HaBayis that lit all eight candles, and that was it. And some, where the Rambam's example is, on the eighth night, you have 80 candles that are lit by the Baal HaBayis. The simple reading of the Rambam is that it's lit by the Baal HaBayis. On the eighth night, 10 people in the house, then in such a case, you have 80 candles. Says the Rambam, a Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim to call Echam Ibn HaBayis Yadlik. Some say all the Bnei HaBayis are supposed to light. So Rabosai, what's fascinating is, us Ashkenazim, what we do is something really, really interesting. We follow this Ramah, but it creates lots of halachic questions. Can anybody throw out a question on this Ramah? Yes, Aaron?
It's not recognizable how many candles.
Okay, very good. The recognizable question we're going to get to in a moment. We'll get to that in a moment. The Rambam himself is going to bring that up in the Darkei Moshe Ha'aruch. Is going to bring up that issue. What does the Gemara say the Chiyuv is? Nerish Ubesov. So it says, HaRav Yaakov Dweck, a very fair taina from Mishpacha Dweck. And that is a very strong taina the Sfardim have on us. A very strong taina. And that is very nice. Mahadrin, V'seder. But a new bracha? A new bracha? Sfardim get away from all that. And I'd like to point out that both the Rambam and those who disagree with the Rambam, in other words, the Rambam who says that on the eighth night you have 10 people in the house, there's 80 candles, and the Rambam who quotes the custom that the Baal HaBayis lights all of them, both of them have no problem with the bracha. Because it's mukrach in the Rambam, if you look it up, that the Baal HaBayis lights all 80 candles. He makes one bracha and he lights all of them. The Torah, though, disagrees. The Torah seems to say that every single one of the Bnei HaBayis lights. So us Ashkenazim are coming from the Torah. Question is, L'chura, the Sfardim, the Shita of the Rambam, and all the Gonei Sfarad really, really put us on the defensive. One would have expected that one should not make a bracha. At the end of the day, the bracha should go on Eri Shubesa. Mahadrin, let me challenge you. Could you find a place in Kol HaTorah Kula where you make a bracha Mahadrin? And as far as I know, you won't find a single place in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's amazing. Rabbi Akiva Eger is bothered by this. Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Tshuvas, towards the beginning, Rabbi Akiva Eger says the following. He's so bothered by this question. He says, a big chiddush in halacha that's never been followed, as far as I know, predominantly amongst the Ashkenazim, but he's bothered by this kasha. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that if you're in your father's house, or you're on your own for that matter, Rabbi Akiva Eger, l'chura would apply even as well, you have to have in mind not to be yotze with the Baal HaBayis. Because really, once there's a kiyum nerish ubeisa, then there's no bracha of mahadrin. However, it seems to be that the minhag amongst Ashkenazim is not that way. I haven't heard a lot of people have followed this Rabbi Akiva Eger. The custom in Europe, I looked into it, custom in Europe is they not say don't have in mind to be yotze with the Baal HaBayis. But what is going on in the Rambam? So the source of the Ramah, by the way, I would like to argue, I think Ravami and I discussed this once, that if you look in the Ramah, next to the Ramah it says Rambam. That's an error. The Ramah didn't write that. What's the source of the Ramah? The Ramah himself writes that the whole reason the Baalei Tosfos rejected the idea that each one of the Bnei Abayis lights is because Aaron had said it wouldn't be obvious how many nights it is, because in those days they were so pure, poor, they were so pure and poor, maybe the two go together, that they didn't have their own menorahs. However, says the Ramah, the Kosam HaRami Prav, Dililidi Dod Shemadlikim Mifnim, V'yodim Mabayis Kama Bnei Adam Mabayis, V'lekel Amecha Shom Yomru Kach Bnei Adam Hei Mabayis, Af L'das HaTos Min Agenu Nachon. It's following the position of Tosos. Tosos, who seemed to say that you only have one menorah for the Baal HaBayis, was only because it wouldn't be clear what night it was. But if it's inside of the house, where you know how many people are lighting, or today we have our own separate menorahs, so it's clear the Ramah is not following the Rambam, who says the Baal HaBayis writes all 80, but the Ramah is following, according to those Rishonim, understood that the Baal Hei Tosfos said you only have one menorah when it's not clear how many people there are in the house and what night it is. But now, Bizman Hazeh, where it's clear how many people are in the house and what night it is because we light in our own separate places. By the way, therefore, according to Ramah, you should do your best to have your own, you don't have to be OCD about it, but your own area which indicates what night it is. And the Ramah holds, we do make a bracha. What's the pshat? So Sfas Emes says a tremendous chiddush. Sfas Emes says, this is the answer to a trivia question. This is the only place in halacha that we make a bracha on Hiddur Mitzvah. Neres Chanukah. What's the machshava behind it? That was the Sichas Musa that I gave on Sunday, right? On Sunday we spoke about the centrality of Hiddur Mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva Eger, when it comes to Chanukah. So it's not just in Musa and machshava. We even see it in halacha l'maisa as well. Ad kedei kach El Yo Rabba even has the following suffix. It's a big machlokes achronim. What happens if a person lit on the sixth night and he thought it was the fifth night? And he got up to bat, he made lahadik ner shel Chanukah, shas nisan lavasenu, and he lit five candles. Now he realizes it's the sixth night. Some achronim say it's a big machlokes prichodesh El Yo Rabba. Some say that you make a new bracha. Why? Because it's kedai on a hiddur mitzvah to make a bracha. The Rambam and all the other poskim rejected that. Hiddur mitzvah gets its own bracha mehechi tesi. So Sfas Emes develops on Chafal from a base that you have to say, according to some shitas, that it gets a separate bracha. And he points out that the Gemara starts out, my Chanukah nerushu beso, v'amahadrin merukol echot, v'amahadrin min amahadrin. So since it was formulated in the original takana, it's clear the original takana was mahadrin and mahadrin min mahadrin. It could very well be that we make a bracha lahadlik ner shel Chanukah on that mahadrin. I could take out that there's some poskim, again, only Ashkenazic poskim, who would say that if a person made a mistake on the hiddur, he would make a separate bracha on the hiddur. Or what happens if he only had four neros and it's the fifth night? So in such a case, if he gets a ner on the fifth night, he'll make a separate bracha as well. Ayitachein? The answer is that Hiddur Mitzvah gets its own bracha. Where? According to Ashkenazim, according to the Ramah's understanding of Baal Hei Tosfos, and Lechura, there is an error in the entry in the Ramah. The Ramah never wrote Rambam. That people have pointed out, the parentheses were not written by the Ramah. Because if you would understand it that way, then all the other halachos of Hiddur Mitzvah would not fit according to the Rambam. And the Rambam holds, you don't make a separate bracha on the Hiddur Mitzvah. This the Brisker Rav elaborates, that the Rambam is of the opinion that you can never explicate the Hiddur Mitzvah from the Maisa Mitzvah. Bottom line, what came out halacha l'maisa? Number one, Sfardim would not make a bracha on the Hiddur. The Baal HaBayis is the one who makes the bracha, both according to the custom that the Baal HaBayis is going to correspond to the Bnei HaBayis, and according to the custom of the Shulchan Aruch that he does not, which we will then discuss. A big deal, maybe we'll discuss it tomorrow. What are Sfaradim supposed to do if they're away from home? That brings up that issue. Ashkenazim hold that you do make a bracha on the hiddur. Rabbi Akiva Eger had a chumrah that doesn't seem to be that the world follows, to have mind not to be yotzei. In Svara, the Sfas Emes says that you have to say from the Gemara, the Mashmos is that they were misakin a bracha on the hiddur mitzvah. Ad kedei katla, we mentioned two diunim in the Gedolei Achronim, if you didn't have a candle for the hiddur, even if you already made a bracha already, some Achronim will say that you make a separate bracha. Why? Because it's clear that according to the Ramah, they were misakin the bracha as well for hiddur mitzvah. So maybe l'chatchila one should try to follow Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Minig Yisrael has not been that, Minig Yisrael of Ashkenazim has not been that way, and we make a separate bracha on the hiddur mitzvah. It's time to think about, either you take what we spoke about on Sunday or another approach of why hiddur mitzvah is so central to Hanukkah. The other point, of course, is the hiddur mitzvah by Hanukkah dwarfs all rules. That normally the rule of hiddur mitzvah is that you're only supposed to spend a third of the mitzvah. Here on the eighth night with 10 people in the house, you spend, that's both for the Rambam and for the Ramah, you would spend 80 times the value of the mitzvah. So there's something very, very special about hiddur mitzvah and Hanukkah. These are basically